You are listening to Concert Blast.
Now we're back here in the backstage area where REO Speedwagon is going to do a meet and greet. We're standing here, and all of a sudden, up walks somebody from Sister Hazel. Introduce yourself to our people.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan Newell. I play guitar in the band Sister Hazel, and I'm just happy to be here. Saw a great show tonight, and looking to get into some trouble.
You got the right company then.
That's right.
Now, Ryan, y'all were here back in February, and you're coming back again in February, if I understand, or something like that.
Wow, it's been a year. That's crazy. I believe we're here February 27th. You know, we love Nashville. We've been playing here since we were in a van and trailer years ago when we started. We love coming here. We have a lot of friends here. I'm actually thinking about moving here.
Yeah.
If someone out there needs to twist my arm, and I'll be here. But
twist it, Tom. Twist it.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the CD you're working on.
We've been here for a week recording a record. It's going to be our, believe it or not, our 11th album. Crazy, I know.
We've been together.
We've been together 15 years, which is crazy because you look at us, and fortunately, we don't look that old. But when you dig in, people are like, wow, you guys have been around forever. I got in an accident in sixth grade to your song. We're like, whoa, don't make me feel old, you know. But
y'all are from Atlanta?
Not from Atlanta. We're actually from Gainesville, Florida. We all went to University of Florida except for our drummer. And then we all spread around. Two of us live in Atlanta. Two still live in Gainesville, Florida. And one of us lives in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. You know, we see each other enough, so when we're off the road, we don't have to live in the same town.
So do y'all typically try to get together, two or three of you, to write songs in Nashville or Atlanta or where?
You know, we do all the above. We bring in songs that we've written ourselves. We co-write with other people. We co-write with each other. Andrew, another one of our guitar players and singers, he actually comes up here to Nashville and writes a lot and is heavily involved in the Nashville scene. I've been up here and written a little bit with him. Man, we're always writing.
You never know when that big hit will come around, do you?
You never know.
Again.
Yeah, you never know.
That's
right. You know, it'd be great to get back on the radio, but we're just fortunate that we have a fan base where we can actually have a career and people come to our shows and we don't have to be dependent on radio.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty easy to come to Nashville and find some songwriters too, isn't it?
Oh, man. It's crazy. Yeah. I love Nashville. Like I said, I was thinking about moving here. It's crazy because I came here tonight. I really don't feel like I know too many people in Nashville, but I ended up running into like 10, 15 people I knew here tonight. And I'm like, this is crazy. I actually know people here. This is awesome, you know?
It's really a close-knit family of Nashville writers and musicians.
It is, man. It's what they call the good old boy network,
right?
That's right.
Welcome to Nashville.
Right.
It will definitely draw on you for sure.
Right.
All right, let me ask you some personal questions. Okay, you've been together for a long time, played tons of shows, thousands, tens of thousands probably. Any embarrassing moments on stage?
Oh, all the time.
That's right.
All the time. Well, of course, the clams, you know, you get clams all the time. And we do this thing where if someone clams on stage, you turn around and you look at your amp like it's your amp's fault. You're like, something's wrong with my amp. You go back there and like smack it or something. But there's been a couple zipper down moments, you know, where people are pointing at you and you're like, man, I must be awesome tonight. And you look down, your zipper's down. Ken actually fell into the drums one night. And it was so bad, he knocked the whole kit over to where we had to stop the song and pull him out of the drums, and the techs had to come out and set the drums back up so we could finish the song.
What's the craziest thing you've seen out in the audience?
The craziest thing out in the audience is one of our friends backstage wanted to get a closer look at the band, and he couldn't get through the crowd. So he went backstage, crawled through the ceiling. There was this area where he could actually go up into the ceiling. He crawled through the ceiling and like started to go out over the audience, and he was going to stick his head through and watch the show from up there, but he fell through the ceiling. So we're playing, some guy falls from the ceiling, but he's holding on with his hands. He's just holding on for dear life on the ceiling. We're like, who is that? And then we're like, oh my goodness, we know that guy.
No, I don't know.
Right. You didn't get to it though, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. It was
That's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
What do do you listen to?
Man, I listen to everything. I really do. It depends what mood I'm in. Some days you wake up, you want to crank AC/DC. Some days you wake up and you want to hear Mozart. You know, I like all kinds of bands. I like, as far as modern music, I really like Beck a lot. I think he's a great artist. I've been listening to the band Phantom Planet. They have a great new record. You know, a little bit of everything. It changes every day.
Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me. All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right.